welcome to A Chat in the Garden, where significance blooms in athletics and sports. Hey, Facebook is an interesting instrument. We love it. We rely on it. And when it starts doing its own new thing, we become like, ah. That's how I was last night. I'm down to my last two contributors at Significance Magazine. And we've been doing well with engagement inside the private Facebook group. And so what happened? It said that I couldn't broadcast straight to, from Zoom to Facebook private group. And so, but you know, and mind you, I was supposed to go on at 8, and it took about 40 minutes to figure that out. But we had a great, great, great conversation. I mean, I think we went over an hour with our youngest contributor. Her name is Alex Holt. She is a new assistant coach at a junior college in Texas for volleyball. And, it was delightful. So I really want you to go and watch it, the replay inside A Chat in the Garden, because I was able to broadcast it on my personal page and then had to forward over to the private Facebook group, A Chat in the Garden. And two things. I just want you to be noticed and put on your radar that this young lady is our next generation of enthusiastic volleyball coaches who want to coach. When you hear her story and you read it, because I know if you're listening, you are going to go to Amazon, and if you already purchased the magazine, you're going to put a review down, because we need the reviews. We need the reviews on Amazon so that when people search about black women in athletics, that we will be the top. We'll be at the top or close to the top. We just don't want to be moved down, because we got 16 contributors, and we need to get that story out. That's the key. This is not about making money for me. It's about getting the story out that black women are capable of running athletic departments in all types of areas. And so this young lady had just got her master's 2019, and she was trying to find a job. So she, guess what she wrote about in the Significance magazine? Yes, how she got a job during COVID. And so, again, we can learn from, we can be mentored by people that are younger than us. So check it out. Go on Facebook's A Chat in the Garden. Watch the replay. Outstanding. And, hey, I got another testimonial of the membership group that I have called the Advanced Academy. This young lady was a member of that. That's how I got a chance to know her and said, oh, no, you need to present your thought processing inside the magazine. But she was a member of the Advanced Academy, and I want to say fall of 2019 to spring of 2021, and she gave a great endorsement without me even prepping her. I was like, yes. And so let me just tell you about that. The Advanced Academy is a membership do-it-on-yourself training, basically. We have once-a-month training, like a mastermind, where the part that she said she enjoyed the most was the networking with seasoned and peer who were trying to find their next. And I must say, I think it was she and another young lady, and her desire was to be director of football operations Michigan, and she did achieve that goal. She achieved the goal before Alex did, but it did not discourage her. I think it gave her fuel to do that. And so we meet every third Sunday of the month at 9 p.m. So, you know, you don't have any, usually you should not have any duties at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we had a great one. Oh, my gosh. We had a great one this past Sunday. We did Queens Moves 2.0 with Michelle Larkin, who did it for us about 3 years ago. But this one was more in the strategies of your response instead of reaction to the disappointments and no's. So the Queen Moves is based on the Queen's piece on the chessboard. And, you know, on a chessboard, it looks very quiet and, you know, is one move here, one move there. But there's a lot of noise going on in your head and a lot of conversations that are going on around you, which have to be considered when you're making moves. And how you make your move and how you respond to the another person's move has a lot to do with your advancement. So if you would like to join the Advanced Academy, go to Monique A.J. Smith Advance with Monique A.J. Smith .info. Advance with Monique A.J. Smith .info. And so that's one aspect that you receive, which, according to Alex, is the best part, was meeting once a month for a check-in, mastermind, and sharing of ideas. And then I bring a guest expert or I lead the discussion. And then you also have opportunity to schedule a one-on-one with me, have access to me as you're trying to take your journey. And the part that she said she enjoyed most, another part she enjoyed the most was every quarter I would give a leadership ebook, and we talked about that during the podcast. I mean, during the session last night. And so it's three things. Oh, yeah, meeting with me, a book. Oh, the most important part. So every session I've been doing for the last 3 years is in a vault, and you have immediate access to that. And usually when I talk to people, and for instance, one of my previous clients is in human resource, and she's trying to get a position on human resource on the pro level, and there was an opening that someone asked me about, and I suggested her, and she said, did you check my resume out? I said, go back and watch Jen Fry's talk about resumes inside the vault. So it's a great resource. I'm proud of it, and I'm proud of the way that it's being used. So again, if this is something that you would need, if you're trying to get to your next and you need some guidance, this is what's for you. This is for you. And hey, I'm glad to be able to offer it to you. So again, if it's something that you're interested in, go to Advance with Monique AJ Smith .info. And if you need to pick up the magazine, which I think everyone, if we got 2,000 people inside the Chatham Garden group, we need to have 2,000 purchases of the magazine. Now, you don't have to go buy the physical book, I mean magazine, but if you do, you can go to Amazon and go to Being Significance in Athletics and Sports, or you can buy it from us at payhip.com, Seeds of Empowerment. But also on payhip.com, Seeds of Empowerment, we also have the PDF version. So, yeah, go get it. And then purchase it for a young person who's trying to find their way. And, I'm ecstatic about this young lady. And the reason I want you to remember Alex Holt, because when you have that coaching position open for a head coach in a couple of years, this young lady will be ready. And you have, and you already know her, even though you have never met her. That's why we do this. This is why we write articles. This is why we do the podcast. So you can expand your network so when you have a need and you bring in that phenomenal coach as an administrator, you got resources. Got resources. And so I'm excited about that. And I am going to launch a YouTube channel that I can put all of the previous contributors on that platform so you can get a chance to know them after you read about them in the Significance magazine, okay? I don't know what I just saw, and I posted somewhere. I think it was a protein. Yeah. I want to say it's the Maverick. Yeah, because, their CEO is definitely one that thinks out the box. And I think he has begun to sell items, I don't know if it's premium seating or something, with bitcoins, people. Bitcoin. So let me just say this. If I say bitcoins and you think I mean bitcoins, like the size of a coin, you need to get some education. Yes. And who I would suggest is Jolene Robinson of Stepping to Win. She is a former basketball coach, a former winning basketball coach, matter of fact, championship winning basketball coach, who's retired and now an administrator. But she now has taken her winning ways as a coach and assisting women in the financial investor game. And so if you don't know what I mean about bitcoins, and again, I just mention it because of the fact we got folks getting ready to use this on an everyday basis. Yeah. If the pro, because you know things trickle down. So he uses that to, he takes that those dollars that are in bitcoins and use it with his team for purchasing. I can't remember what it was, but I was like, oh my goodness. So if you need to have information about that, and here's the interesting thing. It's an investment. Yeah, it's an investment. It becomes an income stream. So if this is something you would be interested in learning and you need to have another income stream, something that you don't need to necessarily watch every day, give Jolene Robinson a text at 980-298-2231. 980-298-2231. Or email her at jrobinson@steppingtowin.com. Steppingtowin.com. That's steppingthenumber2win.com. Referring back again to my guest last night on Facebook Live, Alex Holt, who was a member of the Vance Academy, one of the subjects that I covered was Know Your Money. And the reason why, again, there's a reason why I can't tell you in 6 months what I'm going to be covering in Advanced Academy, is because I select the programming and the speakers based on the need of the group. And so I had a speaker talking about negotiating. I usually stick with a subject for at least 3 months every quarter. And we had a negotiating, how to negotiate because we're doing interviews and whatnot. And people didn't know their numbers. When I say your numbers, like how much money do you need to pay your bills? How much money do you need to pay down your debt? How much money do you need to have expendable income? And no one knew the numbers. They didn't know their numbers. And I was like, okay. You can't say where you're going to take, you just can't say, I'm not going to take a job if they pay so-and-so. Because let's just say the pay is not it, but the experiences are key. Melody Webb, the athletic director at Nova State, she says check experience. She said chase experiences and not title and money, which is key. And so what if the experience is so great, but the pay is so low, and you say, I can't take that, but you really don't know because you don't know your numbers. So I went ahead and concentrated another quarter on knowing your money. And so Alex Holt said that was one that really, really helped her because, again, she was about to graduate and looking for a job. And she moved, I can't say across country, she moved from California to Texas. But then she knew where her dollars were, you know, what she could do, how she could make it. She said, I didn't like it, but I needed that, and it was very helpful. So we concentrate on the book, The Latte Factor by David Bach. And then I brought in Eric Smith, who did a talk, and it was phenomenal because he talked about different income streams. And I took one of his recommendations. He told us to sign up for Acorns, and oh my goodness, you know, that was great because I was already doing Bank of America rounded off, but this was better because now you round off because if you say this key, if you say you don't have any money to invest with, he told us how to find money to invest with. And Bitcoins is an investment that you can make. And when you say you don't have the money, she can help you find that and how to make those dollars work without you sweating and budgeting. And I mean, you know, I remember when investor clubs were really big and groups would get together and pick that. And so the only issue with that, it was you had to study and you were looking. And to be honest, the trust factor is really there now for most folks of, like, what to do if you don't think a company's telling you the truth. So this is some areas that take out that concern. So, again, check out Jolene Robinson at 980-298-2231. They have weekly, different days that they do education to get you on board. Hey, if there's another resource that I 1,000% endorse, and that is Surviving the Life, a Professional Athlete's Playbook to Avoiding the Curse by Tawana Smith. It's on Amazon in 3 different formats, paperback, audio, and ebook. And why I say now is the time, I believe the NFL draft is coming around the bend. And if you're one of those very loved coaches, administrators, that your students come to you for advice, but you don't really know what's on the other side. And hey, we just had the NBA draft, and several universities for the first time have had draftees. And okay, so now you got drafted. What happens next? So if you've never had a student athlete to be drafted, this is a great resource for you. It actually tells you what the pitfalls are. It gives a script of how to tell family members, I need to go and have someone who has expertise in this who's already in the game. There's no reflection upon you, auntie, uncle, but I need to have this person because of X, Y, Z. And like me, a lot of things, because, you know, just like you have an agent and the agent buys you blank, you as the athlete themselves don't get the credit. So then when your playing days are over, you don't even have a credit score. I was like, oh, wow, that's a good point. These are just things, you know, to think about. You know, should you get a house or should you rent if you don't know you're going to be at a place for a long period of time? You know, everybody want to run and get their mother at home. you know, all of that kind of thing. And so don't take my word for it. The NFL purchased the book for all of the participants in the Celebration Bowl, the last time they had Celebration Bowl. So that should be enough. If the NFL thought it was a great resource, you need to get it in your hand. Surviving the Life of Professional Athletes Playbook to Avoid the Curse. And here is another resource that I'm happy to share. This is my sister, athletic director and commissioner and athleticpreneur, Dr. Kiki Baker Barnes, all right? She is getting young girls information and information for So You Want a Career in Sports. I'm so excited about that because I've actually been with her as she came out her brain of how to go about doing that. And so she's got a great program coming up. It's June 17th through the 20th. It's virtual, and tuition is $249. And I hear she's got some scholarships. Shout out to those individuals that, for Kiki's birthday this month, they donated for scholarships so that we can, create the next pipeline of So You Want a Career in Athletics. And so, hey, you interested in that, go to bit.ly/sywciaacademyapp.com. Again, sywciaacademyapp.com. And get in the know. If you know a young lady that you think would be great for administration, let me tell you, just real simple. The young lady who is a scorekeeper of the high school basketball, football, baseball, softball. The young lady who is managing the team and washing the uniforms. Why don't you go ahead and just sign them up? That means that we will We won't have statement, I don't know where they are, or you only see the same individuals. We're really on this planet to help other people, so I just think that is fabulous. So now is the time to bring my guest on for today. And I am not certain if we have met in person or had a conversation. So guess what? You get to sit in on us meeting each other and catching up or meeting each other for the first time. So it's my pleasure because, again, I do know this, that she comes from D2 land and I came from D2 land. She was in the conference office and so was I. So I know we have that baseline to talk from. So let us welcome Monica Hoyer, athletic director.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hear you cheers?
Good morning. Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I am great. So I didn't get a chance to say what high school that you were AD in because your cheers came in. So, yes, she's a high school athletic director with a D2 athletic administrator background. And I'm happy to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to speak with you this morning.
So what's the name of your high school?
It is Moreau Catholic High School in Hayward, California. And I've been there for 4 years.
What part of California?
Northern California, Bay Area.
Okay, all right, okay. That's excellent, excellent. Well, let us recap for our listeners your journey from college to your current position.
Ooh, well, I'll try to make it concise, but I think from college – I started off in playing basketball, and then I got an opportunity to be a volunteer coach because it took me 5 years. And so that kind of started my journey into coaching and then it propelled into administration. At the time, I just knew I loved basketball and sports and was looking for like passion. And one opportunity led to another. People recommended me. And so I was just able to kind of, I didn't have a mentor at that time, but I was able just to kind of follow that pathway off of recommendations. And so one thing literally led to another. I went to high school for 3 years as assistant coach, and then I was recommended to a Division I San Jose State. There was an opening at University of San Francisco as a grad assistant. So they paid for a majority of my tuition while I was also assistant coaching. And then another school opened up where my husband and I were co-head coaches and starting the first program, and that was at an NAIA level.
Mm.
And so from there, my journey went from the coaching aspect, then again, a recommendation for the Division II office, the CCAA, and I was able to stay there for a couple of years. And I think I had a lull for a year while I did some other things to survive. And then I had an opportunity from a previous educator and administrator. He said, when I have an opening, I'm going to call you. And he actually did. I went out to the state of Washington, Evergreen State College, NAIA school. And that's where I would say I got most of my training and opportunities. When you mentioned, you know, somebody had said, look for opportunities and experiences. I think that's where I got the bulk of my opportunities. I started off as the head coach and director of recreation. I was there for, I think, 13 years. The latter 4 years, the 3 years, I was just solely an administrator. But I was also able to work in the student conduct office, the advancement office, and just gain valuable experience and networking opportunities while I was there. So then we wanted to move back home to the Bay Area. And, again, off of a recommendation at the last minute, my husband had already got a job. I was willing to stay in Washington until I got a job opportunity. I think a week before he left, I interviewed for this high school position. And, again, it was my first time taking that leap. I was open. I didn't have a set plan. And that was probably my first time not really having a set plan, but just being open to the next experience. And so it was at a private school that had a great history in sports, and it matched my personal mission statement and their values and their support. And so I felt it was the right move for me, and it's been, I think, at the beginning, a challenging but totally rewarding experience. And so here I am right now at Monroe Catholic High School.
Well, do me a favor and let's name some colleges. So what college did you attend?
I attend, at the time it was Cal State Hayward, now it's Cal State East Bay. They were
okay.
Division. Oh, you need to know divisions or?
No, I mean, that this is good because people are listening trying to find their own way. So that
okay.
was then Division II, right?
Yeah, they were, back in the day, they were kind of dual, NAIA Division II. Now they are Division II.
Okay. And then your first job was with what college, even when you were volunteering?
That was at Cal State East Bay.
Okay, all right. And then, so take me down that path, because we need to, so they can... I'm a visual learner, so now I see logos
okay.
in my head. All right.
All right.
So after the volunteering, your first paid job.
Okay, then my first paid job was I did go down to high school, and I was paid as an assistant coach at Bishop O'Dowd High School.
Okay.
And then I was there for 2 years, and then I did 1 year at Holy Names High School.
Okay.
and I was paid. Then I went to San Jose State as an assistant coach.
Hmm.
My pay began.
Okay, okay.
That's where it began for the college level.
Okay, next.
And then I went to, I had an opportunity for University of San Francisco.
Okay.
So I was paid, but also I had grad, they paid for my schooling
mm-hmm.
for my master's degree. I was a graduate assistant.
Okay. That's good info. Next.
And then I, once I finished grad school, there was an opportunity. My husband and I started a program for the first time at Patton College, and that's NAIA.
Okay. All right. Next.
And then after that, I did the CCAA, Division II Conference Office.
And what'd you do there?
I was the coordination of the operation manager and eligibility coordinator.
Okay. How long were you there?
I was there about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And then I knew I still wanted to coach, and so the opportunity came for Evergreen State College.
Which is NAIA in Washington.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I was the coach there and administrator there.
Okay. What was your role as an administrator there?
Director of Recreation.
Okay. So you weren't the AD, but you had a director.
Now when I first started. Yeah, not when I first started. I was still coaching and then the director of recreation.
Okay. All right. And then after that?
And then while I was there, then my roles changed. So I coached there. I left there about 2017, and I stopped coaching, I would say, 3 years prior to that, 3 or 4 years. I had taken on the role of associate athletic director, and then when I stopped coaching. I was kind of doing dual that last year of my coaching, and then I went all the way into athletic director.
And then your husband went back to California, and that's how you made the move to where you are.
Yeah, this is home. California is home, so we wanted to come back.
Outstanding.
And so he came first. Mm-hmm. And then, well, he was on his way first, and I didn't have a job at that time. And then I made the move because I got a job.
Well, it doesn't seem like high school is foreign to you. Now, are you still coaching now?
No, I don't coach anymore. I run a program at Moreau of 22 sports, and I have about between volunteer coaches, assistant coaches, and head coaches, about 85 coaches that I oversee.
Wow.
We have our school is about a little over 800, and 75% are student athletes.
Mm. Well, one of my questions I have on here is, I've been known to get in trouble with some top coaching. Kathy DeBoer, who is the executive director of the AVCA, American Volleyball Coach Association. She says, why do you keep taking my good coaches and making them administrators? And my mindset, if you want to protect your game, you got to be able to administrate your game. And so let's talk about how, and I actually wrote this down, let's talk about coach to administrator transition in 2021 and beyond. Why I consider it based on what I just said, and some of the inequalities that we're seeing. That in order to fix it, you got to be at the table to fix it. So, how mm-hmm. did you make? What made you put the whistle down, and why? What's your call to other coaches to consider the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Originally, when I put it down, which I never thought I would, but the passion wasn't the same from mm-hmm. when I started. I also had bought in an assistant coach that was passionate. So I also had that passion of mentorship, I think because more so I did not have that going through my journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it later, and I just learned from people as I went along. I'm a keen observer, and so I pick up what would work for me. And, you know, that's how I learned a lot, by watching and then being, you know, in some meetings and just picking up information. But my passion left, and it wasn't as strong. And I had an assistant that I was training. And so I didn't want to continue it knowing that I did not have that passion. So when I sat down and I felt like she had an opportunity to take the position, that's what I did. I think that was why I did it. In terms of being an administrator, I knew that I had more influence over mm-hmm. hiring, over not just my team, but all the teams. And making sure, or at least having a say in how our students are treated, because I will provide the leadership and the expectations on how that's done through the coaches. And then also supporting the coaches to make sure that they have what they need to be successful. So I looked at it as, instead of just having my own little team, I have a bandwidth of the whole mm-hmm. program to support our student athletes.
I love that. You know, you actually did what you were missing. This is what I tell people all the time. You know, what is it that you don't want anybody else to have to go through? That becomes your battle cry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's outstanding that you wanted to be what you desired when you were going down that path. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So how has your programs been?
It's been a wonderful experience. It was a little tough at first because the difference with high school and college, one of the main differences is you're dealing with the parents. And that was one that I really had to get used to. I dealt with parents as a recruiter
mm-hmm.
In the college level. And then every now and then when an issue may arise, but not on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was something that I had to adjust to. And to get input from my boss, which is the principal at the Catholic High School. You have the president, mm-hmm. you have the principal. I'm still learning. And so that was an adjustment for me. And then I think mm-hmm. just from a coach's standpoint, let me start with the school standpoint. They wanted structure, more structure mm-hmm. in their department. And they also gave me the freedom to do what I do. And so I want to point out the importance of when you get into a place where you have support from the top,
mm-hmm.
that is incredible. Being at the college level and high school level as an athletic director, you know, I don't think there's few people that can say they are totally supported. Some people don't understand athletics, and we're always, you know, having to share mm-hmm. what else they think they know because they see the game, but the details, right? And
mm-hmm.
it's so much more involved. But when you have that support, you had mentioned something about the money and all that, but that'll keep you there when you have good support and good leadership.
That's true.
You gotta say what you want me to ask because I went on a tangent.
What did you ask me? Well, you know, the one thing that you did say that I could say, and I felt you made me feel better because, and that's what it is. When you on a college level, you don't deal with the parent. as much. Mm-hmm. But when I'm dealing with a lot of AAU parents, and and I really, my demeanor is just like, I'm not saying like, why are you questioning, but it's because I'm not used to it. And that, so that made me feel much better because, again, my customer service demeanor is like, which, again, this generation, you can't be that way. So
yeah.
I'm having to unlearn some things. But, you know, when I started 30-some years ago, it was like, oh, no, wait a minute. You know, this is our team. And if you want to go home and see grandma for Thanksgiving, grandma can pay for your scholarship, you know. And I actually heard a coach slash my boss, AD, say that. And so that's what I saw. That's how I was trained, that it's a privilege to be here. And, you know, who run this ship, you and me. And so when – And here's the thing. As I'm talking to you, I realize, follow the money. So if a parent is paying for AAU, then they surely have a voice. And I was just talking with you just to come to that. Now I get it.
And being at a private school, you know, same mentality. They have a voice. They're paying. Absolutely, and they're paying for quality, and they're getting that. But, you know, there's still limitations, and you still have people that are running things, not the parents.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, I mean, and like you kind of might have touched this a little bit, and being an administrator on a college campus, and you got alumni and boosters because they are providing money, as they say, but it's so minimal, you know. But as a consultant for some community colleges, athletic directors, and Division II, NCAA and NAIA, I have said this. I said, curb some of that advice giving. You know, say, it just sounds crazy, but, you know, those who have contributed dollars have access to give comments, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, something as simple, because you got social media, something as simple as you want to change the color of the logo, you give a dollar or you can give your vote. You know, that's something simple, but it tells you that you got buy-in here, and if you don't, we don't have to listen to it, you know.
And
it curbs some of you, your access of how you entertain. Because I'm telling you, when you sit behind that seat, I mean, I just think people just sit back and go like, I got an idea. I got an idea. And you're going like, I cannot respond to all these ideas.
Right.
So how do you do that? You fix it so they have to really weigh their opportunity to share all their thoughts, you know. Well, wonderful. My engineer has got my back as always. She tells me it's time for a commercial. So we're going to take a short break here in the Chat in the Garden. And when we return, I do have some questions for our guest.
This is Dr. Kiki Baker Barnes, founder of So You Want a Career in Athletics. Do you know a young girl who needs help navigating her career? She may be the perfect candidate for So You Want a Career in Athletics. So You Want a Career in Athletics is designed to equip the next generation of women leaders with the tools they need to succeed. So You Want a Career in Athletics is accepting applications for our two virtual summer academies. For girls, June 17th through June 20th, and young professional women, July 8th through July 11th. Discover your unique leadership profile. Develop relationships with industry experts. Determine strategies to help you thrive in your sports career. For more information, visit www.syacia.com. Again, that's www.syacia.com.
Hello, I am Jolie Robinson, a retired collegiate head women's basketball coach and now a wealthy trader and business owner. Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Do you feel financially stuck or strained? Or maybe you just want to make some extra money? If you said yes to any of these questions, then what are you waiting for? Contact me, 980-298-2231. It has truly changed my finances and life, and I just want to share this with everyone. This could be the change you're looking for.
This is Alva Champion Amaker of A&A Athletic Consulting and Vigilant Safety Training Center. My investment to become a member of the Advanced Academy is one of the best decisions I've made in my business and personal growth journey. Working with Monique has provided the network to connect and collaborate with some phenomenal women and leaders, exposed me to literature for growth, and opportunities to share my skill sets and knowledge. Her candid approach in the one-on-one sessions make me more accountable for taking the necessary steps toward my advanced success. Thank you, Monique, and I appreciate you.
Why do colleges support student athletes pursuing every profession except professional sports? Why are they treated as just students when they're athletes, knowing that they need help surviving the lights? I'm Tawana Smith, and as a former Division I and pro athlete and now best-selling author, I've created a transition system specifically for student athletes called Surviving the Lights. For more information, visit www.survivingthelights.com to learn how we can change the game together.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Monique A.J. Smith, here in a chat in the garden with Sniffins Blooms in athletics and sports business. With Kiana Banks, head coach of Dancing Diamonds at University of Arkansas Pine Bluff, she has a couple of questions. Before I get that, you know Kiki Baker Barnes, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe because you left the NAIA for a minute. But, yeah, she's the first black woman on executive council of the NAIA. She's a AD at Dillard University, but, yeah.
Okay.
You know, so I try to just make connections inside the garden, you
yes.
know. Well, this young lady is, again, a Dancing Diamonds Arkansas Pine Bluff, and she sent me, like, lots of questions. So I appreciate her doing that. I'm going to try to get in as many as I time left. The first one
okay.
is, if all the duties needed to be accomplished, how do you maintain the best time management?
Ooh, prioritize. I prioritize, and I have a great assistant as well. And so what I look at is what I need to do. Well, we have a calendar for the whole entire year. And it pretty much runs itself because you're doing pretty much the same general duties
mm-hmm.
for the whole year, every year. And then we have it set out by month. And then literally we're taking each week on what's going on. So we're literally prioritizing everything that we do, and we're setting up dates for the year of when things are happening, whether it's signings for our student athletes that have college signings. To senior night, we're calendaring that so we have the information for the parents, and then we put everything on our website at the beginning of the year. So that's how I prioritize. And then from day to day, I look pretty much for the week what I need to do And then we're always answering emails every day, a lot of them. So that's how I prioritize.
Well, I lied. I'm going to have to go over to one of my questions before I go back to her, Ms. Banks' mm-hmm. questions. Recently, you were appointed to the NCSADA. Tell me what that is. As chair of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And have you started with any agenda items, and what are your current initiatives?
Yes, so that's the North Coast section, Athletic Director Association.
Okay.
And so in California, it's split up into two groups for high school sports, Southern and the Northern. So we take care of the Northern side. And so I think I attended two meetings so far, and then the second one was more around implementation for COVID with
mm-hmm.
the sports, because all our sports started literally in the last 3 months. We had the first set. Now I have 14 teams going on as of this week. So we kind of stopped doing some of the initiative things, but really focusing on what ADs and coaches need to be able to be successful in planning their sports, since everything is starting at once.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to that, I would say moving forward to that, we're looking to continue enlightening our membership and giving them a chance to ask questions regarding diversity and equity and how to implement strategies that, you know, they can do on their campuses and with their
mm-hmm.
coaches. And also we use that time where we, like everybody else, has been on Zoom and have chat rooms and opportunity for them to speak and ask questions. In my time with them, we've done one of those. And we're looking to start building for the next year and setting what we're going to do, setting our agenda and our initiatives for what we're going to do for next year.
Well, that's outstanding. I'll give you another seed. There is an organization with the high schools.
Nomad?
Oh, well, yeah, that's one. Another one is Global mm-hmm. something.
Oh, Global, I know, Global Community of Women's Sports.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
That's where you were on, and that's where I connected with you.
Okay.
I think you were one of the panelists.
Thank you, because I was like, how did I meet this lady?
Yeah, and I just reached out, which I don't normally do. But, yes, that's they started during this pandemic, and you're one of the panelists.
Okay, great, great. And so you did join a chat in the garden.
Yes, and I need to do it more, and I want to also look into a magazine as well.
Oh, thank you so much. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Because
so,
these are all great resources for you, and you're a great resource for them.
Yeah, so I look forward to doing that. I will do that. I will do that.
Yeah, I now I feel better because I was like, man, have I met
her
at a D2 function? Because I worked for the CIAA for 13 years, and I served on lots of NCAA Division II committees, championship, membership, some football task force,
mm-hmm.
and I'm good friends with Carol, who's at the CCAA now.
See, because that's been a long time, Monique.
Oh, wow.
Earl, when I was there, Earl Edwards, he was at the time at University of San Francisco. Excuse me, University of San Diego.
That's right.
And then I'm trying to think of just names, which I'm not great
I know
at.
Earl.
But
we served on the committee together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he was there, and then, because I remember him, because he was one of the only, I believe, African-American.
And then
mm-hmm. At that time. So, and then my commissioner.
I think he retired.
I'll come back when I think about it. Yes, he retired. But he was a really good guy and just was willing to share a lot of information. So he helped me a lot.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, so now I got 5 minutes. And let me go back to my young lady's question. And her other question is, what is something you wish you knew at a younger age that would have been a tool for you now?
Well, people often said networking, and I was very shy growing up. And like I said, I would observe more than I would just reach out to people,
mm-hmm.
and especially being that I didn't see a lot of people that were women in athletics when I was growing up. They were all men until I got to college, and she didn't last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see any black women. And so with the networking thing, I kept hearing it, but that wasn't resonating.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then as I got older, then I am more comfortable reaching out, and then people will give their phone numbers or their
mm-hmm.
emails. Well, I guess what I would say is, go ahead and call them.
Mm-hmm.
Go
mm-hmm.
ahead and follow through, because people do that. And what I'm starting to do that too, and I've been doing it for a little bit, but people still don't reach out, even though you give it to them.
Mm.
And go ahead and follow through. They give it out for a reason. And, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? So take advantage of that. That's what I would say.
And I want to say thank you for reaching out to me. This has been fantastic. I'm so excited about all the people that you're going to meet and all the people that are going to meet you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me and what you do for women in athletics and your passion. You've been a blessing. And so we want to give a shout-out to you as well and your staff for all that you do. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And speaking of staff, thank you, my engineer, Jamla Harrison of Refined Solutions. Thank you so much for having my back, my eyes and my ears and my right and my left hand. Join us next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for updates on show guests and podcasts. Follow us on Facebook, A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith. Have a significant rest of the day.